Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program for the week. You know what that means, man. 10 o'clock hour on a Friday. We crank it up. We get the dance party going. It is the Brown Liquor Music Hour. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Feel free to leave us a comment there. Of course, on social media, at 92.9 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow me. That would be at JMCH316, at JMCH316, and of course, he is at JarvisD90. By the way, we'll do rank them coming up at 10:40 if you want to leave us a list. Probably better to do it through the, do it through the text line or through the our Twitter pages, because I don't have the text line up in front of me. My power got zapped out, and my Wi-Fi internet is knocked out, so I'm kind of doing everything through my phone right now. So yeah, it's as old school as could be. And don't forget too, we want you to download the radio.com app. That way you can catch us on the go. We know you're not in your car as often, so you want to listen to the radio station, do it through the radio.com app. Of course, download that on your device. Make sure your smartphone, your Alexa speakers, your tablet, I don't know, your boombox, your Walkman, your turntable, 8-track player, Commodore 64, just download it onto something. That way you can always catch us when you are on the go. Like we said, we'll do some rank 'em coming up at 10:40. So if you got a list of things that you want to do, now would be the time to start getting in for all that. Jarvis is back with us, so he'll be asking the questions this evening. But before we get to that, let's do what we call our NFL squib kick.
Take a look at the NFL with the squib kick with John Chuckery, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, sad story out of the Washington Redskins. Darius Geis has been arrested on domestic violence-related charges. This according to the Washington Post earlier today. One count of strangulation, which is a felony, as well as three counts of assault and battery and one count of destruction of property. This according to the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office, talking to the Washington Post. You know, he was drafted in the second round of 2018. Lots of knee injuries that have limited. Only had five games with it. And with that arrest, you know, he was released. Didn't take very long, but he was released for the team after his arrest. The team announced, quote, "On Thursday, we learned of a potential domestic violence-related incident involving running back Darius Geis. We immediately alerted the National Football League and continue to work with him during this process. We then met with Darius to inform him that he was excused from all team activity pending a review of the matter. This afternoon, we learned that there were multiple charges filed against Darius. Upon review of the nature of these charges and following internal discussions, we have decided to release Darius immediately." So, you know, second-round pick from a couple of years ago. A lot of fanfare, a lot of hoopla and stuff, him coming into the league. But you know, injuries, remember, was it training camp, Jarvis, that he got injured, like in the first training camp or in the first preseason game or something, that he immediately got injured? Yeah, I mean, it was real early in his rookie year that he was that he was knocked out, and he's just never recovered. Very productive at LSU. You know, just kind of a shame that, you know, I don't know what happened, and you know, obviously we'll learn more about it as the investigation goes underway. But obviously not good at all, and Washington has decided to immediately move on from him. Speaking of arrests, DeAndre Baker, and we've been, you know, maybe we'll have to get our legal expert Amy Trask on. Why'd I draw a blank, Jarvis? Who's our girl that we had from WFAN? And firing blanks, maybe, I don't know, but drawing a blank. But you know, DeAndre Baker, we've been. What was her name, Jarvis? Our legal expert that we had on. Yeah, my brain went dead, all of it. And I don't want to try to look up on the internet because I'm trying to read through my notes and stuff like that to on here as well. But DeAndre Baker has 4 counts of robbery. Now, I guess Quentin Dunbar, because of lack of evidence, is not going to be charged with anything. But Baker, you know, those two guys are on the commissioner's exemption list, which means that they're getting Amy Dash. Yeah, sorry, apologize. Yeah, Amy Trask is the former Raiders. Assistant GM or what have you, that she does a lot of radio as well, but Amy Dash. So we'll probably maybe get her on next week to kind of follow up on this. Sad story for DeAndre Baker. I mean, obviously, high-round draft pick for the New York Giants, and with all this going on, as we said, Dunbar's not going to get arrested in all this because they say they have a lack of evidence, but 4 counts of robbery. There's obviously something that happened in all of this. I mean, something went wrong and awry and astray, and there's either payoffs or he did it, or there's something, you know, going on with all of this. This is not just a case of mistaken identity or something like that. There's some kind of wrongs that have been happening in all of this. So Baker, you know, charged with all that. You know, we'll see what the Giants decide to do. I mean, you know, we see Geis's, you know, after he's been arrested, you know, he's let go. You know, what do they do with DeAndre Baker? Man, you're talking about what was he picked, Jarvis? Was he like 6 or 7 or 8 or something like that he was drafted by the Giants? I mean, it's pretty high what his draft pick status was with the Giants. But, you know, obviously if he's got these counts and everything against him, just, you know, in today's NFL, it's hard to keep, you know, one of those guys around on your roster. I mean, yeah, you let the due process and legal process and all that stuff play out, but at the same time, you know, it's tough to send that image, you know, of, hey, you know, we're just going to let the legal process play out. We don't want to give up on this guy. But maybe that's what they'll do. I mean, maybe they're willing to ride this all out. You know, like we said, Dunbar is not going to get charged in all of this. So we'll see what happens. So, unfortunately, this is that time of the year where normally in training camp, guys get all, you know, coaches get all worried about guys, you know, falling off the rails and getting themselves in trouble. You know, right before, you know, they get into the actual season part of it. All right, so the Pro Football Hall of Fame has said that it's going to change up its selection process when it comes to putting coaches in. It says starting next year and through the class of 2024, the selection process will always include one coach finalist to go along with one senior and one contributor, and the regular 15 finalists. Previously, coaches have been lumped in with the other finalists. It says that almost certainly you've got probably 4 guys who've been kind of in limbo. I mean, a couple maybe not as in limbo as some others, but this will open up the idea of getting more coaches in the Hall of Fame more quickly. The 2 main ones that it says for voting in after class of 2020. Tom Flores, who obviously won a couple of Super Bowls with the Oakland Raiders. Actually, one with Oakland, one with the L.A. Raiders. Because I believe that they that Marcus Allen team, right? That was the L.A. Raiders that won that Super Bowl. Don Coryell, who should be in the Hall of Fame, not just for what he did as a coach, but understand, he's one of the great innovators all time of offense. When you talk about the yards per attempt stat, he was one of the first guys that really brought that to the forefront of NFL offenses. Obviously, his innovations in how he ran that offense in San Diego. Air Coryell, right? He You've all heard of that? Obviously, what he did with San Diego with Fouts and Jefferson and Chuck Muncy and Kellen Winslow and John Jefferson was one of the wide receivers. I'm trying to remember who the other guy was. Wes something out there. But he'll certainly be in. Two other names or three other names of guys that probably have a real good shot now. Dick Vermeil, Mike Holmgren, and Dan Reeves. Now, some people may argue about Dan Reeves. I don't know. Would they? I mean, how many Super Bowls did Dan took obviously two teams to Super Bowls. He obviously had a pretty good amount of success. Actually, four Super Bowls with the Broncos and one with the Falcons? Am I right on that? That he coached all? He coached? No, he didn't coach all those. What was it? Two Super Bowls with the Broncos? Because Shanahan, right, had the two wins. But how many Super Bowls did? How many Super Bowls did Dan go to? I'll have to look that up, Jarvis. You have to give me an idea of how many Super Bowls Dan went to. I thought it was four with the Broncos. Wasn't he there when they lost 0-4 with Elway? And then was obviously with the Falcons in their Super Bowl run. So I think it's five Super Bowls that Dan coached in. Not to mention the fact that, look, I'll say this about Dan. He may be the greatest living ambassador of football that there is. You know, there are a few guys on earth, and if you ever get a chance to meet Dan Reeves and talk to him, I mean, what's that? What's that? Yeah. Four times? Okay, so four times. So that had been three with the Broncos and then one with the Falcons for it. But you talk about maybe the greatest living ambassador of football. I've said maybe the two best ambassadors alive to represent football, the game of football, you know, are guys that have ties to Atlanta. Dan Reeves, obviously, what's he? Is it America's Georgia where he's from? And Bill Curry. And if you ever get a chance to just sit down and talk with Dan, he's a great guy. You know, I've had a chance to a couple of years ago to really kind of sit down and do a one-on-one with Dan, kind of actually in a very private setting. But you talk about a guy who's done everything in the NFL. I mean, besides just being a head coach and things like that, you know, I think, truthfully, when you talk about the whole package of what Dan Reeves has done, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he played for Tom Landry and those Cowboys teams, played in the Ice Bowl. You know, he was on the staff with the Cowboys when they went to the Super Bowls under Landry. You know, he was there for, I think, most of the Super Bowls, if not all the Super Bowls with Landry when they went there. I know he's an assistant on the team that won it in whatever it was, 77 or whatever, against the Denver Broncos. And by the way, the Cowboys' former quarterback in Craig Morton. That was one current Cowboy quarterback in Staubach and one former one in Craig Morton. To it, but just all the things that Dan has done in his NFL, you know, career that I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame for it. I mean, he's one of the great coaches of all time and just really one of the great ambassadors of all time of the NFL. So the Hall of Fame would do itself better to put Dan Reeves in a gold jacket up in front of Canton, Ohio and let him speak and talk about everything. So, Tom Flores is one of those interesting ones because, you know, he didn't coach a long time, but he's got two Super Bowls, man. You know, he's got two Super Bowls for it all. All right, Jerry Jones normally at this time of the year would give a State of the Cowboys franchise speech at training camp, but not this year. One of the things that's been kind of with COVID is, you know, we haven't seen much of Jerry Jones. Actually, he has not talked to the media since late April, allowing Mike McCarthy to be kind of more the face, you know, of the Cowboys. Now, one of the things being discussed is the fact that Jones has previously established a team policy that says players must stand for the national anthem, quote, with the toes on the line, unquote, having made clear that players who don't follow the edict face repercussions. Now, obviously, we're in a different time right now, and you have seen former players like Robert Quinn and Michael Bennett, who have protested in the past with their teams, they did stand for the anthem in 2019 during their season in Dallas. Mike McCarthy talking to Clarence Hill That's D-Led's good buddy from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Quote, where do the Cowboys stand now? These are conversations that we'll continue to have. It's August 7th, and in fairness to us, this is the first time we've been in the building together. All those things will be talked about. My particular stance is it's a time to step back and listen and make sure we are in the right place. Now, Cowboys defensive tackle Jared McCoy has questioned why Jones remained silent on the death of George Floyd since May 25th. And Dontari Poe, who's there as well, has indicated that he may kneel for the anthem. McCarthy says, I know for me personally, it's made me take a hard look at the blind spots that I may have in my life from my experience. One thing I do know, and we continue to echo to everybody involved in football operations, is to take a step back. I think we all need to listen more. How can we really be part of the progress? I think the organization's statement of protest through progress is right on the money. So that's really where our focus will be. We'll definitely support players anywhere we can. So this will be very interesting to see. You know, Jerry's been pretty adamant about, you know, the whole anthem thing and things like that. And guys have, you know, they've kind of followed in line. They haven't rocked the boat and things like that. But I don't know. I mean, it's obviously a different time, different circumstances. You know, there's a lot more things going on, you know, in the world and lots of things that are changing around us. So, and maybe Jerry's willing to embrace that. So it will be interesting to see. You know, we've already heard from Ron Rivera talking about the fact that he will stand for the national anthem. He supports all his guys kneeling and everything, but he'll stand for the national anthem. But that will be one of the things, you know, this start of this football season will get a lot of angst from people because week one you're going to have the black national anthem being played. Obviously, guys are going to be taking knees and such like that. So, you know, everybody on every side of the political spectrum is going to have some kind of angst and go at it. All right, Tukey was terrific last night, but is he the breakout guy or is there somebody else for the Atlanta Braves starting rotation? We'll talk some Braves baseball when we get back. Chuckery Show, dance party rolling along on a Brown Liquor Music Hour Friday, Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the radio.com app.
I'm drinking a ball of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to...
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling along. You know how we do it on Friday, we get the dance party cranked up. So I would suggest if you're in your car, don't do the butt. Do it at home. If you're listening on the radio.com app, that'd be the best way to do it. Make sure you download that on one of your devices. So if you got your 8-track player, you got your boombox, your Commodore 64 handy, just download it on that. That way you can... listen to us when you're not in your car. So, I mean, much easier to do the butt that way. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Feel free to leave us a rank'em list there. We got rank'em coming up in the next segment. Hit me up on Twitter at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. We'll get to all of that coming up next. First Friday, we've had Jarvis in the building since, I don't know, something like February or something like that. I think it's the first Friday's work since like February or March, somewhere around that range. I can't remember. It's been so long, it's hard to remember all of that. But anyway, Rankin will be coming up here next. You know, thunderstorms and rain here knocked out power and internet and all kinds of stuff around here in the Roswell area. Rain up in Philadelphia as well. Full doleful. Braves supposed to start a series up in Philadelphia. They get rained out tonight. They will play a doubleheader on Sunday. Kyle Wright, who is supposed to pitch tonight, he will pitch tomorrow. He of the 7.5 ERA. You know, we saw the performance from Tukey last night that did not get the help from his bullpen that he needed with Tyler Zanuck, even though the Braves put out their tweet about, oh, well, they haven't given up a run and this and that. Yeah, but they didn't do their job. Because you give up, just because you give up hits that lead to runs that are credited toward your starting pitcher doesn't mean that, you know, you've accomplished what. I mean, yeah, it's great. You don't get the runs on your ERA, but that's why bullpen ERA sometimes can be very misleading. What about inherited runners and things like that that score? That, to me, is a better indication of some of those things. But anyway, you know, Tukey probably deserved better for the performance that he had last night. 6 2/3, 9 strikeouts in that game was really good, but didn't factor into the decision. You know, Sean Newcomb pitched good the other night. You know, didn't get a lot of help from his offense that night. That was the first game against Ryu, or second game against Ryu. You know, obviously with Mike Soroka down on the DL and out, or on the IL and out for the season with his Achilles injuries, you know, now scrambling after Max Fried to find that next starting pitcher. And, you know, it's a franchise that's been built on the idea of building around young pitching. You know, Mark Bradley put out an article today in the AJC talking about, you know, how have the Braves done so far building around pitching. Because, as I've said many times, what they've done is unique in how they're building their franchise. You know, it's not how the Cubs kind of rebuilt themselves, not how the Red Sox built themselves, not how the Astros built themselves when they were coming through. They did it kind of, you know, uniquely with the idea of, you know, those teams put a lot of positional players, you know, drafted a lot of positional players and went for positional guys and then went and signed that big free agent starter. You know, the Red Sox go and trade for Chris Sale. The Astros go get Verlander and trade for Cole and guys like that. You know, even the Nationals, you know, trying to get Scherzer and all that. I mean, so, you know, it's a situation where the Braves have done a little bit differently, where, you know, they've taken their positional players through the international poll. That's how they've done it, and drafted and traded and try to develop as much pitching, you know, as they can. And, you know, the old axiom is you got to draft 10 to get one, I guess, is what it is. But, you know, thus far it's been a very mixed bag. Certainly Soroka and Fried look like they're on the right track, and Fried looks like, you know, he's becoming an ace as well. Imagine if the Braves can get back to where they have two of those guys that, you know, are legitimate aces, you know, right at the head of your rotation. For all of it. Certainly what Braves fans are hoping for with Soroka and Fried, but Fried looks like a number one starter. But after that, you know, who's the guy this year that can or will step up and kind of help take this team, you know, to the next level? You know, for me, I probably point to Tukey, and I think it's going to be fascinating to see what his next start looks like, because this has been the case with all of these guys. When you look at, you know, what they've done, whether it's, you know, Kyle Wright, who'll pitch tomorrow night, Tukey, Sean Newcomb, you know, and there's other guys, you know, Colby Allard. I mean, you know, the consistency from these guys. And that's the key is, you know, how consistent are your guys, you know, night in, night out. You know, you want to feel like that when this guy, you know, gets on the mound, you feel like that you've got a chance to win the ball game that night. Not you feel like, well, you know, maybe we can win, we score enough runs, or this happens, that happens. No, like when Fried and Soroka step on the mound, you feel 100% confident that, okay, they're not going to score hardly at all, and we're going to win the baseball game for it. So you feel really good about all of that when those guys step on. So if I have to narrow it down, I think the guy that I look at and say, okay, you know, he may be the breakout guy, or he may be the guy that really kind of steps forward to help them out this year, is Tukey. You know, I think it's going to be Tukey. What I like most about Tukey, of course, you know, and I'm a big believer in it, especially in today's baseball world, is give me a guy with swing and miss stuff. Give me a guy who records outs, several outs, without contact. Give me a guy, if you got a guy who gets a lot of outs without contact, you know, you fit into today's baseball type of world, because, you know, the Braves lead the majors in runs scored and strikeouts. You know, and anything you can do to minimize the number of base runners that you have on. And that means sometimes, you know, trying to keep the ball out of play. You know, there's those times when you have to rear back and fire, and you got to find a way to strike a guy out given the situation that you're in. Tukey has that ability. Tukey has that, you know, out there. So that's the thing that I like. And I've said before about, you know, we've talked about this before on the show, about when the Braves, you know, before the Braves got Melanson and Green and Smith and all that, you know, what do you do as far as who else can you throw out there as far as closer? Who else are you willing to try when you talk about a guy who can close games? And I said the idea of Tukey Toussaint. Because if I got a guy who can get me outs without contact, now the trick is you've got to, you know, you've got to learn how to keep base runners off and things like that to make sure that, you know, when you come into a game, I mean, there's a lot of mental stuff that goes into being a closer as well. But if you start with the fact that this guy has swing and miss type of stuff and he can get outs without contact, that's a real good place to start. That's a place where you want to have a good starting point with. Tukey has that ability, and they've tried him obviously in different positions. Tried him as a starter, tried him as a long reliever, tried him as a middle relief guy, tried him, you know, here, there, and just about, you know, everywhere out of all of it. But, you know, they've got to find somebody. And I don't know how quickly they can make a deal and try to get somebody in here, and I don't know who they're looking at, if they are at all. Maybe they believe that their young guys can step up if they can just get through. You know, obviously in this shortened season and expanded rosters. Now, maybe with having all the extra bullpen arms, as Chris Martin, by the way, too, went on the DL, I should say the IL, 10-day IL today. Chad Sobotka is back up, so we know we'll see him tomorrow because of Snickers, you know, one of his guys, those groups of guys. We know that he'll be a part of all that. But, they need to find somebody who can give them more than just, you know, three or four innings, you know, out there. And who can consistently do it. It's not going to be a trade, man. Then, you know, one of those young guys has to find a way. Much like the way Soroka and Fried have stepped up their game, you got to find another one of those young guys. I don't care if it's Kyle Wright. I don't care if it's Bryce Wilson. You know, maybe Ian Anderson gets a shot. You know, but there's that balance, though, too, right? You have to balance the idea of, yeah, I want to try some of my young guys and get them exposure, but you can't put yourself in a situation where you're sacrificing games. You don't have 162 games where, okay, 20, 30 games, I can afford to try roll the dice on some. I know I'm going to get, you know, this amount of wins and I'm going to have this amount of losses, but, you know, I can maybe go for it with you know, some starts trying some guys. Well, 60 games, you don't have that luxury. You don't have the luxury of just saying you can, for lack of a better term, throw away some starts, right? Give away, throw away some starts, which is kind of almost what we're talking about from that standpoint, that you know you're going to have some nights where guys are not going to give you the best chance, but you trot them out there and see what you can catch lightning in a bottle with. So we'll see what Kyle Wright does tomorrow night. And what was interesting, too, is that I did not see, and maybe y'all saw it, you can tweet me or text me, but I did not see initially, it was supposed to be Kyle Wright tonight, and they did not have a starter announced for tomorrow's game, because Sunday's supposed to be Max Fried pitching. He's supposed to pitch on Sunday, but I did not see a name for tomorrow night. So I don't know who originally was scheduled to be the guy that was going to pitch tomorrow night. But we now know Kyle Wright will be that guy. So Braves back at it in Philadelphia to start the series. As we said, rain out tonight. It'll be a makeup Sunday, so they'll play a doubleheader on Sunday. And listen, maybe this is a blessing in disguise. Maybe even they got a doubleheader on Sunday. Maybe just having a day off, you know, after playing, what, 14 consecutive games, 14 consecutive days, you know, without a break, and it was going to be 20. Maybe this is a little bit of a blessing in disguise to sneak a doubleheader in for all of this. All right, when we come back, it's going to be time for Rank 'em. Get our lists put together. Jarvis will be asking the questions. So if you want to hit us up, it's at 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Hit us up there. You can also hit us up on our Twitter pages. Reach me at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. When we come back, Jarvis will have the questions. I'll give the rank 'em list. It's all next. Sports Radio 99.9 The Game and on your radio.com app. You wanna jump? How high, real high, cause I'm just so fly. A young, lovable, huggable type of guy. And everything is to the back with a little slack. Cause inside out, it's wiggin' a wiggin' a wiggin' a whack. I come stomping with something pumping to keep you jumping. R&B, rapping bull crap is what I'm dumping. Ain't nothing except about crisscross we all. Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like Sports one Radio, of those rap 92.9 The Game. Who understands? Back with you on the John Chuckery Show.
They only
headed toward the top of the hour. JR Sports Brief will be coming up next. Of course, it is the Brown Liquor Music Hour. We do the dance party on Friday nights. Little Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah, I was never real big on this song. I mean, you know, I'm not a booty guy, so I mean, I wasn't real big on all of it, and you know, I never appealed to me, I guess, because I'm not the booty man. But anyway, wasn't that a wrestling character, the booty man? But anyway, 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Jarvis, you'd have to look at the text line because I'm zapped out of it. Can't pull everything up here with one window on my phone. But if you want to leave us a rank'em list, Jarvis can take a look at it there. On Twitter, at JMCH316. He's at Jarvis D90. So we used to do something called Pick Randy's Brain, Pick Hugh's Brain. We'd have a little bit of fun with the guys on the weekends and stuff like that. And one of the things that I would do as part of it would I'd give these guys a list of four things, and I'd ask them to rank them. So we decided we'd steal it and do our own version of rank them.
All right, Chuck. It's a Friday night edition, man. Hopefully, we won't get it. Well,
you're back.
No, we're trying to get in trouble, man. I feel weird being here on a Friday. I feel a little tired,
well,
man.
We talked about, you know, obviously in this presidential election year that McGuire kid was trying to be a master debater. So,
oh, yeah, man. Isn't that interesting?
That is. I love the fact that they played Beat It for it, too, man.
Man.
God bless. Bravo to the Braves, man.
Man, you talking about the epitome of petty?
Emmy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he should win a Grammy for that.
Come on, man.
That
somebody give
Grammy.
Him something. Some.
Oh, by the way, too, you had asked me to watch that WAP. That are they calling it WAP or are they calling it WAP?
I say WAP. I think WAP.
Okay.
I think WAP is
well,
more, you know.
Okay, the only thing WAP. Is WAP is a derogatory term for, you know, Italian people. So,
oh, really?
You know, WAP. Yeah.
Did not know
WAP,
that.
You know, I mean, yeah. Hmm. You didn't know what? You never heard of WAP?
No, never,
that's a,
never
that's
heard
a,
of that.
That's a derogatory slang term for Italians. Yeah, WAP.
So we'll go with WAP then. Let's WAP. Do WAP.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do WAP.
Yeah.
That video is interesting, and the unedited version made me blush. I'll put it to you that
hey,
way.
Hey, look, Chuck, that was the exact thing that I was thinking about. I was just like, because today I saw people tweeting about it early on, and I was like, because, you know, WAP actually is kind of like a term that, you know, Gucci Mane, the rapper from here, mm-hmm. they uses like goo-wop and stuff like that. I was like, oh, okay, Gucci Mane got another song out. But as I started doing my little research, you know, I like doing my research, I looked up the doggone thing, and I started seeing Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, and I saw the link. And then I clicked on the link when I got here, and the video just seemed like it just kept playing, like it was supposed to be on, like, repeat. And then then it went to, I was like, okay, so this obviously is the edited version. So I was like, okay, let me see if I can find the official lyrics version.
Yeah,
it goes
full throttle. They don't leave anything to the imagination.
They nasty.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying that in a bad way.
Listen, you're a big fan of yeah, you like Megan Thee Stallion,
man.
I like Cardi B.
I'm a big Megan Thee Stallion fan. My wife absolutely hates her, but I really like Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, so, I mean, we could double date and it'd be fine. I'll have Cardi and you'll have Megan and we'll go on from there.
Excuse I'll be her bodyguard anytime she wants for free, you know.
Okay.
And I don't do stuff for free, Chuck. I like to get paid.
I understand. I understand. You want that? You want the Monet? You want the dough? The cash? The bread? The dough?
Yes, sir. I gotta have it, man. Some of that cha cha cha. Let's go get some rank 'em in real quick. That is what this segment is called. Let's start off a little light, man. Chance Abaka, Luke Jackson, Nick Markakis, Ender Inciarte. Rank 'em.
Give me Ender 1, Markakis 2, Chad Sabatka, ugh, dreadful 3, and the most dreadful of them all, Luke, ugh, Luke at 4, ugh, 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 man, yuck, I just, ugh,
Chad
man,
Sabatka.
That's,
And yeah, I got an honorable mention for that list too. I'm not going to even say his real name. I'm just going to say Bulldog.
Oh, I'd put him above Chad Sobotka and Luke Jackson. I'll give him that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd give him that. But yeah, yeah. And by the way, Mitch Evans would still go behind all of them, so he'd still be in the mix. But he'd even be behind Luke.
Oh, we're gonna get to him. Trust me, we're going to get to him. Don't even worry about that. That's a nice Friday special right there. All right, Kelly Clarkson, Kelly Ripa, Kelly Rowland, Kelly. Rank them.
Oh, give me Kelly Rowland. Man, I am fascinated by Kelly Rowland. Oh,
me
she's,
too.
Listen, I'll fight anybody. She's the hottest one of Destiny's Child. And I know you can tell me a bit. The bee club, the bee pods, or the bee hive. They can come after me.
Beyonce.
I don't care. Kelly Rowland's the sexiest in that group.
Beyonce's cool. She fine. I give her that.
Yeah.
But I've always been infatuated by Kelly Rowland from day one. People looked
Kelly
at me crazy.
Rowland, man.
Yeah, man. Give me some Kelly Rowland right there, buddy.
And let me tell you, the thing I love about Kelly Rowland, she always wears her hair like perfect. Like, I love her hairstyles with her look and everything. I mean, she's so gorgeous. So she'd be number one. Kelly Ripa definitely at the end of the at the bottom. I don't get the appeal of her. Honestly, like, I want to – if I had to take out Kelly Ripa, I'd make her
kind of built like an adolescent
route.
Child, right? You know?
Yeah. My 11-year-old daughter –
say it like that, but, you know.
No, honestly, if I took somebody like her on a date, we'd go to Golden Corral because I'd like, you got to eat. Like, you got to eat something. Like, you got to get some calories in you because you got nothing there. And I'll put Kelly 2 and Kelly Clarkson 3. Kelly Clarkson's there's only about 3 or 4 people ever on that. What was that show? The American Idiot show, the American Idol show. There's only about 3 or 4 people that legitimately had talent that were on that show. She's one of them. She's got a great voice.
She can go.
Yeah, she's got a great voice. But that Kelly Ripa, man, please, man. Look, I'll buy you. Listen. I'll take you to Marco's. We won't even do the thin crust. Okay? I mean, we're gonna go pan pizza,
pan,
heavy crust all the way.
Pan toss.
Get some calories. Get some carbs.
Carb it up,
for
man.
God's sakes. Oh,
jeez. All right, since we were on the subject of Cardi B, how about this one? Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown. Rank them.
Oh, I tell you what. I'm going to go Foxy 1. I love Foxy Brown.
Oh, no, man. We got the same taste, Chuck, when it comes to women. I love Mr. Foxy back in the day, too, now.
Man, okay. I love Foxy.
I'm with you.
I want to go Foxy 1.
Okay.
Cardi B 2.
Okay.
I'm going to go Lil' Kim 3. And I'm going, you know, Megan doesn't appeal to me as much as she does you. Yeah. Ooh. So, I like that Lil' Kim, too. But I love me some Foxy. Oh, yeah. Give me some, all day and all night. Give me some Foxy.
All right,
I'd give her the best 4 minutes of my life.
Speaking of minutes, I don't know if you're going to be able to give 4 minutes to these women. Delota Brown.
Egg.
Delota Brown.
Who was it?
Delota Brown. Brown.
Okay.
Jada Fire.
No, I know Jada.
Havana Ginger.
I know her.
And Kitten.
Kitten. Don't know her. Let's see. I do like Jada Fire a lot. She's up there high. I the one I've become fascinated with as I'm looking these up, the one I've become fascinated with is that Naomi Banks. That's the one that I'm see. Loda Brown. Let's see if she pops up on here. I might have spelled it. Is her first name Loda, or how do you spell her first name?
Delotta. Delotta.
Wait, say that again. Hold on. Yeah, because remember, I'm doing this with just on a phone. What is it again? Say it again.
D.
How do you spell it?
Delotta.
Oh, Delotta Brown. Okay.
Delotta. Looks like
okay.
Delotta, yeah.
Okay, Delotta Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see here. Oh, my. She's a big girl, huh? She's a big girl. Yeah. I think she's moved past duck butter. She's in the Crisco, man. She's past duck butter. That ain't duck butter. That's duck margarine at that point. All right, I'll go. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Let's see here. I gotta look up this other one, by the way, as well. I love Havana Ginger, so I'm actually gonna go Havana Ginger 1. I'm gonna go Jada okay. Fire 2. And who kitten? This kitten. K-I-T-T-E-N.
E-N.
K-I-T-T-E-N. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the wrong kind of kitten, that's for sure. I don't think a white fluffy thing is what comes up. Oh. Hello. I'll put Kitten at number 3. No, you know what? I'm going to move her up to number 2. She's going to go up to number 2. Jada Fire 3 and Dalotta Brown 4. See, that Dalotta Brown, she's thick, man. If you're cutting a piece of the trail bologna, man, she's like the 2-inch thick cut on all that, man. So, whew.
All right, as we get ready to wrap this up and go to break, I got a quick one for you. Mark James, Murph Dog, Tone the Bone, Mitch Evans, rank them.
We go Murph Dog 1. Murph Dog was a good dude, but just that he was so proud of himself for Johnny Heise Manziel. on that list, Tone the Bone 2.
Okay.
And I go, I'll take the pervert, skank, sleazy Mark James, Mark Bedzarnik or whatever, 3. And yeah, screw Mitch Evans. I mean, he goes number 4 out there. He goes way down. I was trying to think, I'll take Mandafuse over him. Let's see, who else have we had that? Hell, I'll take Alec Campbell as a host over him. Let's see. We could really throw some people under the bus on this one out there. But yeah, Mitch.
Yeah, we gotta go to break, Rick. We don't want to get Mitch in trouble before we go to break. Yeah.
I'm not Domino. All right, we get back. Time for the Love TKO. Wrap things up and get out of here. JR Sports Brief next. Sports Radio after the game and on the radio.com app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.